Howard, it's a good time chat?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so just to kind of recap what we last spoke about, you're looking for the aerator, which is about around 10,000.
Give or take.
Okay, and the blower is about 600, right?
Right.
Okay, and you are looking to have them within the next 30 days?
Yes.
Okay. And for vendors, you have the vendor for the blower already picked out, but you're choosing between two different ones for the aerator.
I've already made that decision.
Oh, you did make the decision. Okay, which one did you go for? I know you said one was cheaper, right?
The cheaper one.
Okay, so you did go for the cheaper one. Do you have the quotes for those yet?
I have a quote for one. I have a quote for the most expensive piece.
Okay. Okay, so you have the quote for the aerator.
Yeah. Now, what are you going to want from me? Because the problem I have is that I do all this work, I talk to these people, and, you know, there's always some kind of snag or some kind of extra piece of paper. And, you know, I already have a relationship with IMCA Capital.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a relationship with another guy, whereas he just makes me put 20% down. So coming up with $2,000 is a little tough.
Okay.
If I'm going to spend, let's just say, $10,000 to use even numbers. But I'm not trying to blow you off. I mean, you're one of the nicer people, so honestly, that's why I'm even giving you the time of day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I see a New York number, I don't even answer my phone. but the problem when I've kind of gone, you know, like how you and I are going,
mm-hmm.
They start, you know, they want this, they want that, and, you know, it ends up taking, you know, 4 hours out of a day, which I don't have to spend, and I'm better off just making a phone call with IMCA, and, yeah, I'm paying probably, you know, And the problem with when I try to use somebody different is they won't ever give me a rate.
Mm-hmm.
They won't, you know, I put 4 or 5 hours worth of work into something, and they're like, well, we need to get you the money, and then we'll tell you what the rate is. So, see, I have a loan with a company called BizFi,
mm-hmm.
and it's called a merchant advance.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I borrowed $5,000 from them.
Mm-hmm.
They charged me $500 as an administrative fee, and then the payback was $6,500.
Oh, wow.
So you talk about getting screwed, and I think it was a 6-month loan. I have 18 more business days, and that loan is over with.
Yeah.
And I swore to myself I'd never make a stupid mistake like that. I mean, I understand my credit score is about a 503.
Okay.
So I understand that I'm high risk, so therefore somebody who loans me money should get a high reward. I get that. I don't expect a 10% interest rate, but mm-hmm. also don't expect a 35.
Yeah. No, I definitely get that.
You know, so before, you know, I don't have a, my, last night my son couldn't get my computer to turn on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't have a way of going online and downloading my bank statements and, you know, emailing them over to you. I literally have to go to the bank, have them printed off. Mm-hmm. They charge me for that. And then I have to go to a UPS store, and then they'll email them to you. And okay. I get charged for that. So that's like $60.
Yeah.
So you understand kind of my frustration of, I don't want to spend 4 hours and $60, and I don't even know what kind of rate we're talking about. I mean, if you say it's going to be between 20% and 35%, you know, I already know the answer. You know, there's no reason to waste your time, because you can be calling other leads, and you know, I'm sure you get paid on some kind of commission. So, you know, don't mess with me, because I'm just a waste of time.
Yeah. Because I get it.
You know, I'm not a guy that, you know, this is my first phone call and I'm chomping at the bit and I'll do whatever it takes to get that piece of equipment. I mean, I've got a couple of different ways. I mean, you know, if I wanted to go back to the devil, I mean, the guy at Best Buy called me the other day and he wanted to loan me more money. And I laughed. I said, I wouldn't borrow money if you gave it to me at 3% interest.
Yeah.
I said, because you screwed me. Because, see, they never told me about the $500 fee. So when I borrowed $5,000, you know how much money they deposited in my account? $4,500. So I borrowed $5,000, I only got $4,500. I was like, where's the other $500? Oh, well, that's the administrative fee. So they made money off of me before I ever even started paying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So I just want to make sure that you and I aren't going to, because I just don't want to waste your time.
No, yeah, definitely. And, you know, I don't want to be the one to waste your time either. So, you know, going forward, I can give you a list of things we would need. You said you are a seasonal business, correct?
Okay, here's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I have 57 customers.
Okay.
They range from $120 a month to $300 a month. So what I do, I need a paycheck every week. And I have loans, employees, so they need paychecks every week. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I go to a customer and I say, I will cut your yard for $150 a month. So every month they cut me a check for $150, and I cut their lawn. All right. When I say seasonal, is like in September or probably more like October, my business will double. Because whereas these people, they're just paying me $150 a month to cut their grass,
mm-hmm.
this new piece of equipment I want to buy, what it does is it plugs holes in their yard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take and I put grass seed down and starter fertilizer, and their yard goes from looking like crap to looking like it should be on a picture.
Okay.
And so, and that those charges range from anywhere from $285 to $500. So the customer that normally pays me, let's say $150, they're going to be paying me the $150 plus $285 to aerate and seed their lawn. So my sales double, but it's only for a month. Then. Wow. Maybe in October, November, some people want some bushes planted or stuff like that. So that'll get my sales up a couple thousand dollars. But, you know, it's been 97 degrees here in Charlotte.
Oh, wow.
And the grass is not growing. So, and nobody even wants to go outside. So nobody's having any extra work done.
Mm-hmm.
So all we are doing right now is cutting grass. So my sales are more like $7,000 a month. But okay. Like I think on my income, my tax return, I think my sales last year were about 80,000.
Okay.
And they should be more now. I mean, for one guy, I went to all the trouble of having bank statements printed. There were some months that were my sales were $9,200, mm-hmm. or that's what my deposits were. Then there's some that are $7,000.
Okay.
So when I say seasonal, it's adjustable. It's not like it goes from $9,000 to $3,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so based on maybe, you know, the last 6 months, what did those months look like for your ending balances?
You mean as far as sales for the month?
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, some of them were 9 and some of them were 6. You know, I say that it averages out, let's just say to be 70, let's just say $7,500.
Okay.
You know, to be a low number. So $7,500, you know, times 12, was at about $90,000 a year, maybe not even that much.
Okay. No, that's no problem. And I know you said your credit is low, correct?
Yeah, my personal credit is shit.
Okay.
It's not French, but it just, I mean, that's what it is. It's, yeah, my wife screwed up, and this is one of those deals where I can't blame my wife because it was her fault. Yeah, the car payment was fine. She went to the dealership to get it serviced. The salesman talked her into a car that was 2 times nicer, told her the payment wouldn't go up, and the payment went up $300 a month. And the car ends up getting repossessed.
Okay. So that's what's kind of dinging you on that.
Well, and, you know, you're probably going to see a lot of late pays also.
Okay.
You know, but, I mean, as far as this business goes, I mean, sometimes my family gets upset with me because they say I care more about the business than I do them eating.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm making sure that all my bills get paid.
Yeah, definitely. How long have you been in business?
About 4 years.
4 years. Okay. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. And, I know you said you have relationships with other banks. Have you looked into financing this particular piece with them?
No.
Not yet?
No.
Okay, and you said one of the other banks does require a down payment, correct?
It's a place called Allied Financial. They're not a bank.
Okay. But you've used them before for other pieces of equipment?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And what about the other, you said you had two that you have relationships with.
Okay, so it's Allied Financial,
mm-hmm.
and then it's, let me stick to the name of that company, Financial Pacific, or mm-hmm. Pacific Financial, I can't remember which one it is. They're out in California.
Okay. And you've financed equipment through both of these places before?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Like I have a balance with Financial Pacific of, let's see, I'm guessing somewhere around $35,000 to
$36,000. Okay. What kind of equipment did you get from them?
I bought a truck. I bought an edger. I bought a lawnmower. I had things done to the truck, like gas tanks put on it and things like that, so that it would be, so that it could mow yards.
Oh, okay.
Because I had to buy used.
Yeah. Do you remember what the what rate they gave you?
I'm thinking it was 18 or 19.
18 to 19? Okay. Just marking that down. Okay. So, moving forward for equipment financing, we would need the 6 months of bank statements, and your most recent tax return. And then the application, which is only, it's a one-page application. And the quote that you have for the piece.
Okay.
For once you get everything into me, we can work fairly quickly, and we can have you, you know, numbers and a rate within 48 hours. So you can choose, you know, if it sounds like something you want to go forward with.
Okay.
So, I mean, we will work fairly quickly for you, especially since I know it's something you need done within the next, you know, couple weeks.
Right.
Okay. So you don't have access to a computer right now?
No.
No. Okay. So
my phone has an email address.
Uh-huh.
So you could send your contact information to that.
Oh, okay.
But like I said, you know, all that stuff. See, and I mean, that's the whole thing is, I mean, my tax returns are 40 pages front and back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the bank statements are 40 pages front and back. You know, so it's a, you know, they charge like 10 cents, you know, a page.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not cheap.
Okay, and what, you said there was something wrong with the computer, or it just?
Yeah, my computer is from 1996, and it's just time to get a new one.
Okay.
It's not a priority to me. I can do pretty much everything I need to do on this telephone.
Yeah. It's a great thing about technology.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the email for that goes to your phone?
It's Howard Biggers.
Mm-hmm.
@ iCloud.com.
iCloud.com. Okay, so I'll send you the list of the things that we need to that email. And I know, you know, it'll take you some time. So when do you think you'd be able to get it back this way?
Probably a day or two.
Okay. A day or two. So when's a good time to follow up with you about it? Just if I don't hear anything.
Friday around 10.
Friday? Okay.
Yeah. Just whenever you come in on Friday.
Okay. Okay, so I'll go ahead and email that stuff out to you. And once I get it in, you know, I'll, like I said, we'll do everything as quick as possible over here. On our end, that way we can get you, you know, actual numbers. So we're not just, you know, wasting your time and you're not wondering what's going on. Just out of curiosity, what do you have a plan B if you don't get this loan for the piece?
Yes.
And I'm assuming it would just be, you know, going through the other banks, right?
But, Yeah, well, it would be coming up with $2,000 and borrowing it from the person that, you know, bought seven pieces from, something mm-hmm. like that.
But coming up with that money isn't, I mean...
They're just like a... They're just a small finance company. So, like, anytime I want to use them, they can't consolidate my loans. They mm-hmm. have to make them separate. So when I go and make a payment, you know, they'll be like, okay, the lawnmower you bought, the payment's $168. How much do you want to pay? And I'll be like, all right, $175. All right, the weed eater you bought, that's $59. How much do you want to pay? $65. Yeah, so I always pay extra on that.
Okay, but it's just a bunch of different ones because they won't...
Right, they can't consolidate it all into one loan.
Oh, okay, I get it. Okay, so yeah, so I'll go ahead and send over that information. Do you have any more questions for me right now?
No.
Okay, so I'll send that over to you. And I will follow up with you Friday if I don't hear anything back. You know, take your time getting it. I know it's kind of a pain if you don't have the computer to get it.
Yeah, see, my wife will have to tell me where the tax returns are. I don't even know where those are.
Okay. So, yeah, so just let me know, you know, and I'll follow up with you Friday to see,
okay.
You know, if anything's come up.
Okay, talk to you then.
All right. Thanks, Howard. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.